Now let me lift out the high points as we go through now the remainder of this discourse. In chapter 4, verse 22, "For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge." The thing that's quite interesting today, that government uses what they call the intellectuals, and I think Franklin Roosevelt started this with the brain trust. And the idea is to go to Harvard and get some of the boys with high IQs. We are today wise in doing evil. All we have been clever cookies throughout the world today. We're big business. We're big everything. But the interesting thing is we're not very big on righteousness. We're not very big today as those that know God. And God says we pretend to know Him and we don't know Him. And that's what Jeremiah's saying to his people back there, that these people, they're foolish. They say they know God. And this man's written this article about the Bible. I don't think he's competent to write an article about the Bible any more than I'm competent to write an article on the Congressional Record. I don't know much about it. Or to write an article on the Smithsonian Institute. I can't write on that. And I insist that these famous people, intellectuals on the outside, are not capable really to write on the Word of God. That's the important thing. They know not God. And you have to know Him to know His book. The interesting thing is, you can read a human book, and you don't need to know the author. He's a human being. But my friend, if you're going to know this book, you better know the author. And you better have him as your teacher. Because none of us can teach. Only the Spirit of God can make it real. Oh, this is such a tremendous message. Gets under our skin, doesn't it?